So first of all, why did you name your band after Aeroplane?
Well, we're big U2 fans. You know the band U2? And that's us. It's a spy plane. And when they retired the U2, the next plane was the SR-71, which is our name. So it's kind of paying homage to them. And also the SR-71's nickname is Blackbird, which is a song on the Beatles' White album. So it's also paying homage to them.
I also heard it's a very fast plane. Is there anything connected to your music, your style, or maybe your career?
No, if it was connected to art, it would be the worst piece of crap plane you could possibly find if it was related to us. It wouldn't even fly. Yeah, it'd be Piper.
Piper Cub.
Piper Cub.
And your influences are partly Queen, but how do I have to understand that? I think when you listen to the album, there's only one song that could be from Queen.
I don't think you wear all your influences on your sleeve, you know. Just we like a varied bunch of bands, so Poison,
Queen's
Tough.
Just one of them, you know. Queen, there's Queen, there's Cheap the Beatles, Trick. Cheap Trick, you know.
What's up, Rick?
Where's Rick?
Wake up, Rick.
What am I thinking?
Wake up, Rick.
How did you come together?
We've been together for 6 years now.
And started in school? Yeah. Oh, you were friends?
I was in college, and I formed what was the beginning of this band. And we were all in different bands. And each time somebody's band broke up, I asked them to play. So Jeff was first, and then Mark, who was asleep, was second, and then John was last.
And when was your first tour to Europe?
We were in Germany about 2 months ago, but we didn't play any shows for an audience. We did television shows. We did Top of the Pops and something else. Viva TV. These are our first shows. These are our first shows in front of a German audience.
And in comparison, Germany to other countries, maybe your home countries, is there...
The audience was fantastic at Rock am Park. It was a rush.
And about the song right now, did you expect this success? Was it a song you liked best, maybe?
Yeah, we expected it.
He did?
Yeah.
He did.
All right. Well, we released it in this country after America, and it was very, very, very big song in America. So I guess we hope that it did as well here as it did there. But we never expected it to do as well as it did overall. It was just a song on the record, and it just kind of, you know, big help to us.
Are there other songs you like best on the album you would like to name? Or
One of my favorite songs is the first track on the record. It's called Politically Correct. It's got a really cool lyric to it. You know, it says a lot of cool things. To me, it does.
The next single.
Right. Oh, yeah. It comes out over here in a couple weeks, actually, I think. So hopefully everyone else will like that song. It's got a very American type of attitude about what's wrong with the world, the vibe lyrically. The lyrics go by really fast, and I like that. Doesn't give you time to think about it. It's cool.
When you have a rock band that changes their songs to acoustic versions, what is it like to play the acoustic song, the last two on your album, in comparison to the original rock songs? Is it different for you?
To play them acoustically?
I don't really understand the question. Well, it was for you because you had to change your whole part.
I don't understand the question.
Right now, acoustic, is it different for you?
No, that's not what he's saying. I think you're saying that the last two songs on the record have an acoustic feel. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Right now, acoustic.
The German release has two extra songs on it.
Right now, acoustic.
Oh.
So you couldn't know. Okay. No, there are two acoustic tracks from the original rock tracks on here.
Yeah, what's the second one? Well, I tried to turn Right Now into a country song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
But isn't it hard to change it?
No, not at all. We used to play acoustic a lot in our hometown. On weeknights, we would play at this little bar in Baltimore, and we would just show up with acoustic guitar, so we were used to it.
I heard for your band, it's quite hard to write songs because you're never satisfied with them. Why?
I think there's a lot of mediocre music in the world today. A lot of bands that, in my opinion, write songs that could be a lot better, but it seems that they don't want to edit themselves.
A lot of screaming.
A lot of anger. I think a lot of people cover up average songwriting with aggression. And in this band, anyway, we want to write great songs that we can play electric, or acoustic, or one acoustic guitar and vocals, and any way you play it, it still moves you emotionally. But we just don't want to. We don't want to put something out that we feel is incomplete.
How long does it take till a complete song comes up?
It depends. Right now, it took no time at all. And on the other hand, the last track on the record, I believe, is The Last Excuse. That song took about 3 months to write. So it all depends on how fast it really comes out. There's a lot of times the songs write themselves, and then sometimes you have to write the songs. So if they write themselves, it takes 5 minutes, and if you have to write it, it could take 5 months.
Limp Bizkit Unplugged. I'd like to hear that.
Right.
That'd be interesting.
I did it all for the nookie.
Now with I know why you want to hate me.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be nice. What are you planning now for the coming months here in Germany or maybe over Europe? Are you coming again?
We actually were talking about possibly in the fall, hoping to come back for a few weeks, pending the success of our second single. It'd be nice to come back and do a tour. In the States, we'll probably be working on the second album at the time. But it'd be nice to come over and do a whole tour of Europe.
Yeah, it'd be wonderful to come back. I mean, I think Germany is a beautiful country and great audiences. So
will it be warmer if we come back in September?
I think it was warmer in February when we were here.
So play
our second single a lot. We'll get even bigger in Germany, and then
and
we'll
then
come
you
back.
Come back. Okay,
it's all up to
I'll
you.
Take your word.
It's all on your shoulders.
And all there. Already plans for a new album, maybe, because it's already released some time ago in the U.S.?
It's been out for 1 year in the U.S., and we hope that September we're in the studio doing pre-production. We've got probably around 10 songs right now, but we really want to go in the studio with about 20. So the month of July is a very, very, very big writing month for us. We're finally coming off the road, and each one of us has ideas that we need to finish, and then we're going to come back together in August and then hopefully have those 20 songs to go back in the studio with sometime in the fall and record.
Do you want to release 20 songs or just to have enough to pick some the best out of it?
I think we want to have, you know, an 11-song record like we did the first time of 11 great songs, but this time I think we'd like to have a couple extra songs, maybe 15 altogether. That way when people ask us for other stuff, we don't have to give them old material, we can give them new B-sides. Like on the German release, there's two extra songs. On the Japanese release, there's two extra songs. I think it would be great to give everybody different songs, so that way if you lived in Germany and you wanted to get two more songs, you'd have to go get the Japanese version of the CD, and vice versa for America.